Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Soul Growth with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me, friends. Thank you for being here. Every Monday and Wednesday, we talk about the astrology and the energies and how they're working with us, how we are working with them, and ultimately how to remain in higher consciousness in order to really be in your power, your strength, and your sense of self during this time. We are going to be talking about the North Node in today's show and how the North Node is helping us ascend through the lunar journey, through the moon, the teachings and the cycles of the moon. This is going to be a really good show with a lot of valuable content for you. So please have your natal astrology chart handy because I'm going to give you some insights in your chart personally to ponder and sit with. And I'm going to talk about the collective journey, the collective understanding of the North Node in Cancer as we experience this energy for the next 18 months. So this is going to be a really good show, and I hope that you get a lot out of it. In terms of where you are being asked to grow, stretch, and ascend right now. Now, this show is really about how to be your own astrologer, how to understand the energy of your chart of you and how you experience it. And that's something that really only you can master. Even another astrologer, even another professional, even someone else who could know a lot, they'll never know as much about your own energy as you. And that is one of the gifts of our human journey, is to understand our own energies, to understand who we really are at deeper levels, at our soul imprints, at the energetic sphere of ourselves. And I'm so excited that many, many, many of you resonated with Human Design System, which I spoke about last Monday. It's been awesome to hear your feedback, how it just blew things open for you, how it made so many things in your life clearer and why you had certain experiences. So I'm just glad that that has been something useful for you. You can find out more about the Human Design System on YouTube, on jovianarchive.com. There's different books and there's many teachers and there's Facebook groups and there's a lot out there. This is a growing field, a growing system of understanding that people are really curious about and they want to dive into. So if that's you, I'm just so glad that it's resonating and it's adding more to understanding who you are. So today let's talk about the North Node in Cancer in general terms, and then we're going to apply it to you specifically. Now, the North Node in Cancer The North Node is moving into Cancer this month. And if you've listened to this show regularly, you know that I've been talking about that here and there. When the North Node changes signs, there's an energy shift. And we're moving from the North Node in Leo, which is solar, to the North Node in Cancer, which is lunar. So we're working with the two lights in the sky, right? The sun and the moon is what's being highlighted right now in terms of the sun is about your self-identity through Leo, who you are now, what matters to you now, where you've been developing the courage and the confidence to be yourself, to really embrace who you are, to stand stronger in it. And now we move into the moon, the lunar energies, of understanding what's underneath, what's hidden, what's in the private realms of your own energy. And the North Node in Cancer is about emotional wisdom that we have forgotten. Cancer is the first water sign in the zodiac. It is the sign where you receive emotional imprints in childhood, it pertains to childhood energies, that you weren't fully conscious of. you went to your grandma's house and it smelled a certain way. And then as you got older, every time you went into someone else's house or another place that had that same smell, it triggered in you the memory of your grandmother's house, because you had the experience of your grandmother's house before you could consciously connect it to her or to what was going on in that space. Cancer is about the childhood memories, the nostalgia of what we learned and what we took in when we were younger. Cancer is what we receive. We receive with Cancer energies, and we're oftentimes vulnerable and open, and we're receiving energies from other people that affect us emotionally. And we forget about that. Depending on how Cancer energy is in your chart, this is already something you're aware of or that you're opening up to. But collectively, we are all opening up to, what were my emotional imprints that I received that I've forgotten? And they have an emotional trigger to them. There's, of course, the feelings attached. And there's that sense of, you know, this is familiar and I don't quite know why. Or there's something here that is coming up and I'm trying to remember what it's about. Cancer is about what we received, what we took in, and yet we don't fully know how to speak about it or understand it until we bring it up to that place of conscious understanding. So the North Node in Cancer is now activating parts of the natal chart that have been dormant, and they're becoming alive again. The last time the North Node was in Cancer was April 2000 until October 2001. So, think about how much in your world has changed since then. We typically have 18-year cycles with the North Node's transit. So it's been 18 years since it was here in this part of your chart. It's been now time to revisit what the Cancer energies are here to teach us, to show us what we may have forgotten, what we may have left behind. And this pertains to not only that nostalgia, the childhood memories, our feelings, but what it means to feel safe. What is our definition of home? What calls to our heart? Who are the people that we trust with those parts of ourselves and our lives? Cancer is very much about your tribe. And at first, we identify the tribe as our family, because that's how you grow up. That's your first relationships. Your key relationships are typically with mother and a father and perhaps a sibling, and then there's grandparents, and then there's extended family, and your family is who you return to every day after school. Your family is who you spend the most time with. Family creates a lot of our emotional programming that is unconscious, and then we just assume that's how life is. We assume that's what it means at home, or we assume this is an experience of family. This is the only experience of family that I know, and so it can be quite subjective. And that's what Cancer energy is. It is very subjective. This is how I feel. This is what I've experienced. This is what's coming up as the sensations or the imprints that I associate with home, with feeling safe, or not. And that's the other part of the Cancer energy, is it's the part of ourselves that we close off and we shut down to the outside world. We keep it private. We don't just open it up. Who wants to be vulnerable, right? Cancer does not want to be vulnerable. That's why it can be defensive, reactionary, overly emotional. It can be too much into empathy and feelings and lack boundaries. So the North Node in Cancer is now going to be highlighting all these energies in the collective around what does it mean to really honor how you feel, how you react or respond. What does home mean? What do boundaries look like? What do you need in order to feel that you have people that you're safe with, that you feel emotionally safe with? And that tribe can evolve as you grow older, as you mature. And you say, well, I have some relationships that are like this, but I have other relationships that are like that. So you start to filter out and identify the people that you are emotionally connected to, that they feel like home to you. And that doesn't mean it has to be a big tribe. It can be one person. It can be four people. But it's the sense of we all need a safe place to go. And sometimes we need that in order to really take care of ourselves better, to fortify our own energies, and to nurture ourselves. Cancer is one of the signs associated with self-care. And it's really when you're just tired of work and you've had a long day and all the energies are too big or all the things are too crazy and there's chaos and you're like, I just need a break. The North Node in Cancer is saying, take a break, honor yourself, honor where you need to go to retreat, unwind, take a load off, and be gentle with yourself. Be loving and be kind to yourself. Because especially in our modern world, we are go, 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 hustle, 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 get there, get it done, get ready for tomorrow. It can all be too much. And the North Node in Cancer is saying to travel with your feelings as guideposts, as the compass of what you need today. And the North Node in Cancer, since it's ruled by the moon changes signs every 2.5 to 3 days. So that means the energies of the North Node are going to be changing every 2.5 to 3 days what you need, what feels right. What feels correct for you is going to change every 2 to 3 days. So the North Node in Cancer is meant to flow. And that can also be interpreted as moody, as unpredictable, as I don't know how I'm going to feel today or over the next 2.5 to 3 days. If you've ever watched the lunar cycle in your chart, the moon moves around your full natal astrology chart in a month-ish, and it will move through every sign, and you might feel that there are some signs, when the moon is in a certain sign, you are just on it. You're having a great day. You feel invigorated. This is typical when the moon is in your sun sign. It's conjunct your sun sign, or when it's conjunct your Venus. You could just feel a sense of strength in who you are. You could feel more receptive. You just have that sense of it's an uplifting energy. Whereas when the moon is opposing your sun, that's your own personal full moon every month. So, for example, if your sun is in Scorpio, every time the moon is in Taurus, you have your own full moon every month, and that's just personal to you. That's in addition to the full moon of the transiting planets. This would just be the full moon in your chart. And you might notice then that every time the moon is in Taurus, opposing your sun in Scorpio, that something comes up or there's something that's brought to your awareness. These are the kinds of trends you can follow in your own chart with the moon. And with the North Node in Cancer, this becomes more active. There's more energies with the moon and the North Node's teachings through the moon. And there's a sense here that we're meant to stay open. Because Cancer, when it shuts down and gets defensive and closed in, you know, it can do that well, and it needs to do that. It needs a break from other energies. This is the strong energy of an empath, of someone who feels a lot and they feel for others and they need their introvert time. And when you honor that for yourself, you get refueled. You get that sense of, okay, I'm refilling my own tank here, and I'll be ready to get back out there soon. Now, the North Node in Cancer is all about staying open to the flows of life, how energy is meant to change, how you're not supposed to be attached. Do not become egoically attached or mentally attached. It's staying open to the messages, to being receptive. It is a feminine energy of receiving and of trust. It's also about growth. Cancer is where we're meant to grow emotionally, where we're meant to learn from those first emotional imprints from childhood. When you understand, okay, that's what I felt in that experience, or that's how that wound was created, or that's how this experience first showed up in my life. But now I'm going to learn through that. I'm going to nurture myself. I'll be my own mother. I'll be that own maternal energy that nurtures myself through whatever that experience triggers, or the pain, or the sadness, whatever it might be. That's just one way that the North Node in Cancer is a teacher. It's teaching you to step in and take care of your emotional self in a way that perhaps no one else ever did. Cancer is associated with the mother. And so it can be how you mother, your mother, mothering, that nurturing sense of love. Because it's with the mother that we have our first experiences of love. So we're looking at the mother wound. We're looking at the maternal healing patterns. We're looking at all these things in the feminine energies. And now I'm seeing a few things. I'm seeing it as this could bring up patterns in your maternal lineage, throughout your family's history, throughout the bloodline. These were the wounds or the patterns. But how can I move this forward? How can I be the conscious one who understands that I'm going to make a new choice for my family? I'm going to make a new choice for myself, for my own heart. I'm going to be the one who changes this, because I don't want certain emotional patterns to continue. I'm going to leave those behind and open up to what would have been a higher love, or an unconditional love, or an all-accepting love. The North Node in Cancer also has energetic connections to that Mother Magdalene, energies of a Supreme Mother, of Mother Mary, that sense of unconditional love, or this could pertain to any ideology or philosophies that you subscribe to that are about that supreme feminine love, the unconditional love. In the higher realms, it is gender neutral. It is not only about the feminine love, it's about unconditional love from source. And so we're actually opening up here to be receptive to the higher principles of love that we didn't receive when we were younger, and that perhaps, I'm feeling this as no one in your family ever received. It feels that big. It feels that there's the sense of we're at a level of consciousness now where some people are able to heal the wounds through many family members, again, many maternal figures, that lineage of maternal energies, because there were certain, of course, roles, stereotypes, behaviors, patterns, things where you were subjected to stay small in the energies, and there were a lot of, I'm going to say women, this includes men too, but there was a limitation on what you were quote-unquote able or allowed to do to be expressive, to be giving of love. Like I feel like there were some parts of the heart that got so small. Like I'm seeing a heart with a square box in the middle of that heart, like a heart shape with a square box in the middle, and that square box was the small definition of love that was passed down through families. And we have ascended above that experience of love. And so when you awaken to these understandings of the higher energies and potentials, you're able to then heal it through the family lineage. And I feel like it changes family patterns. And that's what this North Node in Cancer is allowing us to practice, to put in place. And I'm also seeing a trail, like a rope that goes all the way back. And I see on this rope that there's knots, and each knot is like every family member who is connected to a smaller definition of the love that they receive from family. Like, this feels very nuclear family. Things weren't discussed, right? There's things people didn't say as much as maybe others needed to hear. Like, it feels very generational, that there were certain standards and norms for different generations, and that it shut down hearts. Like, it shut down the love that was needed. And so what I'm seeing is this rope with all these different knots on it, and you could visualize this for yourself or for your family, and that each of those knots, okay, I'm seeing each of those knots then dissolve and turn into a rose, right? Like, it's blooming, but there's different colors, red, yellow, pink, white, white for forgiveness, yellow for peace, pink for unconditional love, red for true love, like all these different roses that are, like, you could even do this right now, just trust what you feel or see as well. And you don't have to understand it, meaning you don't have to know people's names, but just trust what you feel for your family, and that every time this visual or this understanding comes up, I feel that's what this North Node in Cancer is saying, is that there were many times when people were not able to be in their full energetic selves based on the times they were born, the generations, the society's expectations and roles and all these things, right, that I'm sure that every family knows. But I feel like this is part of the North Node is saying this is what's being healed, and it's being healed by the person of higher consciousness and the person who has a higher willingness. Now, keep in mind, okay, you're not meant to, like, take that rope and tie it around your waist and walk around with it. You're not meant to create a tail. It's not meant to be something you drag around. It's meant to be something that you leave sitting there, and you understand how you can change it energetically. Now, this is big work. Energetically, this can take a lot of work, so it would be your own choice and willingness around how much work you want to do on this, but I feel like that's part of this North Node in Cancer teachings. It's the opening. It's opening up to all these other parts that we didn't realize were there. Again, Cancer is where we can keep things private and keep it hidden. It can be family secrets. It can be the parts of the family that people didn't talk about, but you sensed it or you felt it. It could be, I'm also getting a heavy theme right now that it's also where many people who were gay had to never, ever say that or never put that out there, and it could have been a family secret that you would never reveal your true sexuality. That means you wouldn't fit in. You wouldn't fit into the family. You wouldn't fit into the church. You wouldn't fit into the community. So there was a lot that was hidden and shut down. And this North Node in Cancer is saying that love is bigger than that, and that you're accepted for all of the parts of yourself that you didn't really love and cherish in the ways that were needed. So we're going to have some really big themes here around what it means to heal family patterns. Cancer is about, like I said, family. It's about your roots, where you come from, the lineage. It's also, you know, it's also, it can be idyllic. It can be like, oh, you think back on the past and it was so much better, right? It's that nostalgia of when things were easier, when when the town was smaller. Cancer is Main Street. Cancer is like that small town. I know everybody in town, and everybody knows me, and we're a giant family, and it brings up how that can be a place of safety. So there's a sense of, well, what do I need in my life to emotionally connect with people who understand who I am, but also what do I need to connect with in myself that perhaps I wasn't aware of? And because this is the first time the North Node is in Cancer since 2000 and 2001, you have dramatically changed, most likely. I'm just taking a guess there. And through the years, you've changed. And because of how you've grown, evolved, and healed, you could have a new understanding of what it means to feel safe in yourself, to feel safe in the world, to feel safe with other people. And this North Node in Cancer is asking us to trust those parts of ourselves. Trust the intuitiveness of your feelings. Trust the feminine energies that you embody and where you're meant to express them. And to let those be a teacher. Let those be a teacher. Now, again, as the moon moves through the full zodiac every 28 to 29 days, the energy shifts. The North Node in Cancer is quite, like I said, it can be moody, but it's meant to be flowing. You're just meant to stay open to, okay, maybe I'm having a bad day, but I trust that that energy will change. I trust that it will shift. And I'm going to keep learning through the experience of trust, of not being too attached, of not being too locked in. It's really trusting the flows of life. A few months ago, I went to a water park with my family, and you've probably heard of the lazy river, right, where you get on an inner tube and you just sit along, and you sit in the tube and you just coast along, right, and it's relaxing and easy and fun, and you're just, that's what you're doing. You're just floating. That is one version of the North Node in Cancer. Now, at this water park, they also had what was called the Fast River, where the water was moving at 10 miles per hour, and there's no inner tube. You just go into the flows of it, and yes, you can wear a life vest, and you just basically step into the river, and you float, and you flow at 10 miles per hour, which is so fun, by the way. I loved it. I didn't want to get out. But that's also the flow of it. Like, you're just flowing, and you are trusting the currents to an extent. You're trusting the path of the river. Don't lose your common sense. You know, keep your eyes facing forward so that you can see if there's any big dips or splashes or turns in the river. But you're just allowing that energy to carry you. And when we do that, when we're kind of hands-free and coasting and floating, you relax into more flows of life. You relax into a deeper sense of, I'm okay. And that's a big part of this North Node in Cancer, is how you carry that energy with you. You carry that, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm floating. I'm coasting. I'm okay. So it's part of that ongoing trust that we're being urged to open up to and to really incorporate on a daily basis. Now, in your chart specifically, now I'm going to dive into the specifics here. The North Node in Cancer is moving through one particular area of your chart, one particular house, and it's going to move backwards. The North Node goes from 0 degrees of Leo and then 29 degrees of Cancer, 28, 27, and so on. So it'll be moving reverse. And it will open up this area of your chart energetically. It's going to open up the Cancer areas, and it's going to ask you to look at your ability to receive, your ability to trust, your ability to trust your feelings, to trust just that gut-level instinctual feeling that comes up. And you could realize that it pertains to something from childhood, from another experience. You can make those connections, especially if you're triggered and you have that reaction, or if something, you know, really gets to you. You could have that sense of, wow, I'm feeling this really strongly. Why? Why am I having a strong feeling around this? And it could remind you of something when you were younger, or something that is unresolved in your own energy field. Now, the other visual I was getting, I got that visual of the ropes with the knots in it, and then I got the visual of the human body, the silhouette of the human body. And some of you can do this next visual along with me, and you're really good energy readers, I know. So it's just looking at the energetic silhouette of your body, okay? Emotional energy gets stuck in our bodies. It's where we haven't cried it out. We haven't sweated it out. We haven't felt it. We haven't allowed it to be heard. It can be grief. It can be pain. It can be anger. It can be any number of things on the emotional spectrum. And the body can be the holder of that emotional energy. And with this, we're meant to be, again, releasing anything from childhood. Anything that we received can be easily triggered with the North Node in Cancer, but it's meant to be your teacher. You're meant to be working with it, to listen to it, and to let it flow. Whether that is to cry it out or talk it out or feel it out, you know, there's so many ways to do that. This would be a wonderful time to also practice EFT, tapping, emotional freedom technique, which is a wonderful way to move emotional energy through the body. It works with the Chinese energy meridians. It's wonderful for moving emotions through because you talk it out as you tap it out. And one of the best people who does this on YouTube, his name is Brad Yates, EFT Wizard, Yates, Y-A-T-E-S. Great videos. He talks about different emotional topics, different specifics, like, for example, anxiety or pain, or you're fearful about something. Talks about money, whatever is coming up for you. And you can find that as the North Node in Cancer moves through a certain house in your chart. So if it's moving through one of your money houses, you might have fears around money coming up. And those fears could be something you learned from your parents when you were younger about money, about what money was, and you have all this emotional reaction to money. Well, tap it out. It's a great way to really consciously and effectively move the energies. I started tapping in 2009. I learned about it over the phone. I was having an intuitive session with a woman, and she's like, "Have you heard of tapping?" I'm like, "No, I had no idea." She's like, "Okay, just do what I say." And she's like, "Tap above your upper lip and, like, you know, tap below your armpit." I'm like, "What is going on? This is the most bizarre thing to learn over the phone." And I realized it worked, even though I didn't know what it was at the time. But it worked because it moved energy through that can be emotionally stuck. So the North Node in Cancer is meant to free you in what is stuck in your body, your energetic body, your emotional body. It's meant to open up the stuff and get it flowing, okay? So you're meant to flow. And you could feel, well, some people could be resistant to that at first, but you'll realize if you need to trust it or not. So again, going back to the silhouette of the body, I get the image that there are different parts of the body where emotional energy can be stuck. And trust yourself, trust what that feels like, or if you're getting any visuals for yourself, this could be something you do through meditation, where you simply ask, "Please show me where I have emotional energy that's stuck and I need to move it through." And then trust what you see. You could see it in your throat. You could see it, you know, in your legs. Cancer rules the breasts. Obviously, those are that pertains to mothering, being a mother, being mothered, the emotional wounds, the mother wound, not feeling like you could express grief, not feeling you could express love. There's a lot that our bodies can be unconsciously holding. So please work with your body. Please trust those messages, because part of the North Node in Cancer is helping to release us from these emotions that we didn't realize were there, and to do so with a sense of power, consciousness, and the ability to be in full command of your energy. That's part of ascension, is understanding you are powerful over all of your energy. And so you want to take that control over it. You want to be in that place of, I can make new choices here. Now, the Cancer energy can be too subjective. It can be too soft. It can be, I don't know what to do because this is how I feel. So you'll have to stay mindful of your own feelings as we go through the North Node in Cancer. And on that note, I also want to highlight for you, in your chart, this brings greater significance and prominence to your own moon. Because of how the North Node in Cancer is ruled by the moon, it's not only the transiting moon that is significant on a daily basis, but for you, it's actually how you are listening to your own natal moon sign. Because the North Node in Cancer answers to the moon. So in your chart, your moon energy is now going to come alive. It's going to try and get your attention. It's going to be like, hey, look at me. I need this. And it's going to call to you energetically to take care of it and to make sure that you are honoring your own moon. So you have moon in Sag, moon in Virgo, moon in Gemini, whatever your moon sign is, it takes on greater prominence over the next 18 months because now that's the part of you that's needing you to trust it, that's needing your attention, that needs you to really tune into it. The moon is so important because it's your daily life. It's your daily experiences. It's how you move through your world. It's what makes you comfortable on a daily basis. It's how you express yourself. It's your daily living habits. It's your desires to connect with someone else or to not. So your moon in your natal chart is going to be really important. And it's going to ask you to listen to what it needs. Because the moon is what you need on a daily basis. The moon in Taurus, it needs good food and money. It needs sex and music and wine. Because the Taurus energy is all about the senses. And so if you are aware of what your moon is telling you, you will understand now this part of yourself even more. We can be very focused on our sun signs, on the solar activities, on the hard transits, on the tough aspects. But your moon is the energy that you need every day. In fact, I'm getting the image right now of a gas pump. Like you take your car to the gas station to refuel. That's what your moon needs. Your moon needs to refuel on a daily basis. It needs to be loved. It needs to be acknowledged. So really look at your moon, and it's not only the moon sign, it's the house that it's in. That is vital to understanding the moon's needs as well. That's the area of life that your moon comes alive and really is at home. It's literally at home in that house. And then you look at the aspects to the moon as well. Now, if you don't know this in your chart, you can go to astro.com. Put in your birth details, and they have great resources that are free. Under free horoscopes, it gives you your daily energies. Under short report forecast, it gives you the 6 months. ahead, some of the main transits and aspects in your chart. And then under the section called AstroClick, AstroClick Portrait, click on your moon and you'll learn more about the energy of your moon. Awesome stuff, astro.com, and you'll learn more about your own moon and what it needs, what it's about, all these parts of yourself. This is why astrology is awesome, because as you understand how it pertains to you specifically, things click. Again, going back to what I said at the beginning of this podcast, you are the only one who can fully know your energy in the deepest, most personal ways. So this is how you can understand yourself and understand who you are and what matters to you, and then as it pertains to your moon's energies as well. So the North Node in Cancer is going to ask us to stay open, to stay trusting, to not be too attached. Now, I'm focusing on the Cancer energies here and specifically what it means to be at home, how you need to take care of yourself, the feminine energies, the retreating, all of these things that are cozy and warm and fuzzy. That's the best of Cancer. You know, we want to give. When we receive love, we want to give it back. That's Cancer. It's the opposite of the Capricorn energy, which is going to be the South Node. And the South Node in Capricorn is showing us where we have overextended ourselves too much in the outer world, where we have placed too much emphasis on a job or a role, where we have overly identified or perhaps thought something would be one thing. We thought, oh, if I achieve this, if I reach this status, if I do this, I'll be, you know, happy and I'll have all these things. But it can take you out of balance. It can take you away from your family, right? I mean, there's these statistics out every year about how in America people work, 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 and they don't take vacation. Well, this North Node in Cancer is saying, take vacation, leave the job. The job will take care of itself. Okay, not necessarily true, but you see what I'm saying. It's like, where are you putting too much, or have you put too much energy into the goals and ambitions and the job and the title and the things that you thought might have all this value, only to realize you're out of balance with yourself? You've overexerted, and now you're coming back into what matters to you now. There's a realignment here over the next 18 months about our daily lives, about what you need daily to take care of you. And it's about staying in the present versus the Capricorn energy, which is focused on the achievements, the path ahead, that next mountain to climb. All that stuff matters. But it's actually asking you to clear out some things that perhaps aren't true for you anymore. 18-year cycle here that's clearing out since 2000 and 2001 what you've achieved and what you need to now come back to yourself and say, at the end of the day, what do I need? At the end of the day, who matters to me? At the end of the day, what dinner do I want when I get home? You know, it's the Cancer energy brings us back home. It brings us back into our hearts. And it asks us to remember these parts of ourselves. So, North Node in Cancer is going to be our teacher. We're going to be learning and stretching, and it could be uncomfortable. Depends on your chart. Depends on your if you have any planets or points in Cancer. But ultimately, it's asking you to really believe this as a message here, that it's timely, and it's you're meant to trust your heart. Trust what you need, trust those intuitive messages, and trust your ability to receive. So we will continue talking about this over the next 18 months, of course, and I'll be back on Wednesday with the next show. We'll talk about the astrology over the next 7 days. Thank you so much for joining me, friends. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online. or consciouscoolchic.com. Those are my two websites right now. I appreciate your time and your presence, and I look forward to noon. Take good care and have a beautiful day ahead. Bye-bye.